That's the Nocturne in E-flat, a classic there by Frédéric Chopin. Stephen Hoff at the piano playing that beautifully. Now, that is a Frédéric Chopin who left Poland at the age of 20, a shy, fragile prodigy. He arrived in Paris in 1831, a city alive with so much creative energy, and that's where he would shine. He would never return home. And there is a movie, a Canadian premiere of a movie, Chopin, A Sonata in Paris, a sweeping film about the composer's exile years that sets the tone for an unforgettable festival. And that will be premiering here in Toronto at the 16th annual ECRAN, Toronto Polish Film Festival. It returns November 20th to 30th, and they have 30 films they're bringing. So I actually have Marta Pozniakowski, the executive director of ECRAN, to tell us a little bit more about this year's lineup, the special guests, and that bridge between Polish and Canadian cultures. Welcome, Marta.
Welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, welcome to the show, and congratulations to you. You are the founder of this ECRAN, Toronto Polish Film Festival, the 16th edition now. Congratulations to you and your team for keeping the vision alive. Tell us about ECRAN, for anybody hearing about it for the first time. How did the festival start, and what makes it so unique in Canada today as that cultural bridge?
Well, thank you so much, and I'm very happy to have the interview with you today and share a little bit about the festival. Yes, we started 16 years ago. Actually, it will be our 17th year, but we have a gap year during COVID. So it is 16. I can't even believe that I was reading our press release, and I read it, and I couldn't believe how far we came to have over, 30 films screened over 10 days.
Incredible. Yes. 30 films, a historical drama, some new debuts in there. We'll get to the Chopin, of course. But you're also now extending your reach. You're now in Mississauga and Hamilton.
Correct. So this year, for the first time, we're doing official screenings in Mississauga at the Mississauga Living Arts Center. 3 days event, and hopefully it will be growing, of course. And we will have a 1 day event in Hamilton with a screening of Chopin. And that's our introductory for following year, when we'll hopefully we'll bring more films. I'm actually in Hamilton today, just meeting with our team that wants to help and put the event together. So next year we'll for sure have a bigger festival in Hamilton as well.
Terrific. Well, tell me about this opening night. We are so intrigued. We love Chopin, of course. Now, this movie, A Sonata in Paris, just sounds like the perfect choice. How did you land it as your opener, and what can audiences expect?
So I always travel to Gdynia Film Festival, which is the largest festival in Poland, where all the biggest pictures are presented for the first time, and they have their official Polish premiere. And I've seen Chopin Sonata in Paris there, and of course I invited right away the film to be our opening picture at the festival. I'm very happy that it actually became available, because sometimes it's difficult. Distributors have different plans for the film. So it is a big success. I'm very excited to bring this film to our Canadian audience.
And who is the director of the movie?
So the director of the film is Michał Kwieciński. He's an accomplished film director with a huge list of films and awarded films. The main actor who created the character of Chopin, which I just adore, his name is Eric Kulm, very talented actor. It's I'm really looking forward to see and hear what the Canadian audience will think about the film.
Well, it's so extraordinary, because Frédéric Chopin wrote nearly all of his masterpieces in Paris, the ballads, the scherzos, mazurkas, and he carried
Correct.
That heartache, that nostalgia for Poland, those, the rhythms of the mazurka, the polonaise. It's a man longing for home. So it'll be interesting how that's played in the movie.
Well, Chopin gave away his heart to be taken to Poland after he died. So, yeah, the connection to Poland is there.
Yeah, and there's the decade-long romance as well with Georges Sand, that turbulent romance. So, I mean, all the ingredients are there for a spectacular movie.
Correct. It's all in the movie, yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, tell us about some of the other films. You have some other big names there from the Polish film world, Agnieszka Holland.
Absolutely.
Voices like Sebastian Pańczyk. Yeah, tell us a little bit some of the other works.
Yeah, I think right after Chopin, we have this amazing film, a new film by Agnieszka Holland, film France, about Franz Kafka. This film will be screened three times during our festivals. I'm sure everyone will have a chance to get the tickets, although the tickets are selling very fast, ladies and gentlemen, so be aware.
Yeah, ekran.ca. Get your tickets now. This is going to be a sellout for sure. Ekran, that's ekran.ca, ekran.
Yes, thank you. And France is actually a Polish nomination to Oscars, so the director, Agnieszka Holland, is in Hollywood right now, and they have a massive campaign about the film, promoting the film. So you won't be probably have a chance to see that film before Oscars. So take advantage of that.
Interesting. Yeah, Franz Kafka's life brought to life there by Agnieszka Holland. Yeah, an enigmatic figure. Definitely great material there. Tell us a little bit also about these documentaries. Two titles really stood out for me, Trains and Bedrock, which dive into memory and identity.
Yes, so Trains, it's a film directed by Maciej Drygas. It's a found footage documentary. He's using archival images and sounds to create this collective portrait of 20th century Europe, where the train compartments became a timeless stage for human hope and despair and the recurring cycles of war and return. And there is something sentimental about those European compartment trains. I actually was in Poland a few months ago, and I had a chance to be on this train like that. It brings a lot of memory and sentiment, and it's very well done documentary, so highly recommended. And Bedrock is actually a documentary made by our Montreal director, Kinga Michalska. She will be also present at the screening, so we'll definitely host a Q&A. And that film, it's a poetic exploration of modern Poland, focusing on those people that are still residing in places in Poland where Holocaust occurred.
Wow, that will be a very poignant moment there.
Very important film, yes.
Incredible events here. I'm just looking through the list here. It's a power-packed 10 days of events. I also see you have some special events. Rafał Sokołowski, retrospective, and a poster exhibition. Jerzy Haas, also one of the visiting guests there.
Correct.
Terrific. I'm speaking with Marta Pozniakowski, the executive director of Ekran, E-K-R-A-N, the Toronto Polish Film Festival, which returns November 20th to 30th, the 16th edition. Powerful historical dramas, bold new debuts, and some special guests also visiting. Any closing thoughts, Marta, for anyone who's going to visit for the first time? What can they expect?
I'm looking forward to seeing everyone in the movie theater. Please join us to celebrate the Polish films.
A terrific way to bridge Polish and Canadian culture through the art of storytelling on screen. Check it out, ekran.ca. Thank you, Marta. Good luck to you and your crew for an unforgettable season. This is very, very exciting.
Thank you so much, Daniel, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.